culture issue. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News. That's what the civil rights lawyer representing the family of Tyre Nichols says needs to change with police.
Ben Crump says the tragedy of Tyre Nichols emphasizes that it doesn't matter if officers are black, white, or any other race or ethnicity. On ABC's This Week, he said a major part of the problem lies in a particular culture existing in law enforcement
that makes it somehow allowed that they can use this type of excessive force and brutality against people of color.
Crump argues it's the race of the citizen, not the cop, that determines the level of force.
Fox's Gernal Scott in New York. Ukrainian President Zelensky is calling for new types of weaponry because of a tough situation in the Donetsk region. This after the U.S. and Germany promised tanks, which Russia has condemned. Washington Congressman Adam Smith is the ranking member of the House Armed Services Committee.
We are not going to have the U.S. or NATO get in direct conflict with Russia. And that is going to continue to be the case. We're going to provide these tanks to Ukraine. Ukraine is going to operate them.
Smith on Fox News Sunday. The murder trial of South Carolina lawyer Alex Murdoch resumes tomorrow, Fox's Laura Ingle reports.
Alex Murdoch, who has been charged with the brutal shooting deaths of his wife Maggie and their 22-year-old son Paul on the family's hunting estate in South Carolina, told arriving officers he believed that the murders could be connected to a deadly boating accident, which his son Paul was involved in, telling officers his son had received many threats after a friend of his was killed in the crash.
The first week of the trial centered on the prosecution. Authorities in Connecticut are investigating a fire that destroyed a large chicken egg farm in the town of Basra yesterday. A number of chickens were killed. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Here's the Turkey's foreign ministry has issued a travel warning to its citizens in Europe or planning to go there. The advisory is in response to last weekend's protests in Sweden, where an anti-Islam activist burned the Quran and pro-Kurdish groups protested against Turkey. Turkey says its citizens should go to local authorities if they face attacks. A driver in California had a scary moment when the Tesla they were driving spontaneously burst into flames.
By the time firefighters got there, the whole car was engulfed in flames. Thankfully, no one was hurt. This happened near Sacramento on a busy highway Saturday afternoon. Sacramento Metro Fire District officials say nothing unusual happened before the fire, and the driver was going at a normal speed. They say the white Model S's battery compartment just caught fire, and it took two fire trucks, a water tender, a ladder truck, and 6,000 gallons of water to get the battery to stop burning. The EV company claims that overall, their vehicles are far less likely to catch fire than fuel-powered ones. Shayna Stulen, Fox News.
The FDA says seniors who have received the Pfizer COVID-19 booster are not likely to have a stroke. Fox's Kristen Goodwin reports.
The Food and Drug Administration says it has not identified a stroke risk in seniors who received Pfizer's Omicron booster shot. Analyzing federal data after the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention detected a possible risk, the CDC first identifying a potential link in November, but says it's less clear than when originally flagged, and says preliminary data indicates those 65 and older who received the Pfizer Omicron booster and a flu vaccine on the same day may have a higher risk of stroke, which the FDA is also looking into. Both the CDC and the FDA still recommend seniors receive the updated boosters, which target COVID-19 and Omicron variants. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.